is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, and my name is Matt Ryan, and it is always fantastic to chat with Shantaya. Shantaya, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Matt, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. Lots to talk about. I know you've been very busy, a lot going on. So first off, I want to ask you about the SCMAs. I know it was a little while ago, but congratulations again for SCMA Female Artist of the Year. I mean, what does that mean to you? Because that was a fantastic weekend. I know that was a busy weekend for yourself, that you were unable to be there, but there was a lot going on. It was an exciting weekend. So what did that award mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. It means the world. First of all, I named you as my award acceptor. So thank you so much I appreciate you. So thank you for accepting it on my behalf and FaceTiming me. Oh, my gosh. It was really, truly a special moment. I really wish I would have been there, but my brother was getting married.
Yeah.
And so it made it just like a double special weekend, really. Just, it was already special welcoming my sister-in-law, Kayla, into the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting that FaceTime and then getting to celebrate it with my family and friends, like, was something I don't know if I would have ever gotten to experience otherwise. So
mm-hmm.
it really was a special moment. So it means the world to me.
It's fantastic. So again, congratulations to you on that. And a lot going on. You just were recently Boots and Hearts, you're the winner of Boots and Hearts. I'm going to try to get this correct. Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase winner. How cool is that? And how did you enjoy your time out there at Boots and Hearts? And congratulations on that win as well.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yeah, I honestly can't believe it. I'm still pinching myself. Every interview I've been on radio tour for the last week now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, like, they say it, and I'm like, it kind of still makes me get the butterflies, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's me. Wow, that's crazy. So it's really wild. It was honestly such an honor because artists like the James Barker Band and J.D. Eagleson, Tim Hicks,
mm-hmm.
Like Josh Ross, my good friend Vanessa Marie Carter was the only girl to win it. This thing's been going on for 11 years,
wow.
and only one girl, second girl,
wow.
to have ever taken the prize. And it's just, it's really quite something. I know every single artist that's come out of that showcase, a winner or not, has really flourished in their career. So I'm just excited to be added to that list and get to work with Universal Music Canada,
mm-hmm.
and the Core Entertainment, as well as Front Porch Music, along with my OG team. So I'm very excited.
For sure. Wow, that's amazing. And congratulations. That is fantastic. Again, joining now by Shantaya. Now, you mentioned you're on a radio tour right now, so I know a lot going on. How's the tour been? I mean, I know you live now in Nashville, but it must be nice to be back in Canada a little bit and seeing I know it's still far away from home technically for you, Shantaya,
yeah.
but or at least your original home, but how are you enjoying touring Ontario? How's that going for you?
Yeah, well, as you know, I lived out here for like almost a year, so I'm getting to see some friends and like family friends and stuff that are out here. I'm staying with some family friends right now. I got to stay a couple nights with Genevieve Fisher. We ran into Jason Blaine.
Nice.
It really just,
oh, that's awesome.
It's been awesome. Yeah, we went for sushi with Jason and
mm-hmm.
we just had a blast so far. So yeah, it's been great. And just promoting the new single Damaged Goods and getting to talk about that one has been really fun.
Yeah. And you led me right into my next question, because I'm sure that I've asked you about Damaged Goods before, but obviously that's the big promotion right now and it's doing really well for you. So let's talk about it again. Tell us a little bit about the song and kind of how that one came to be written.
Yeah, so I had this idea on my phone for a while, you know, Damaged Goods Ain't That Bad, and then on the back half being like, you know, well, we're all damaged, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought that idea to a few different rooms, and people were kind of just passing on it, and I was like, I'm not giving up on this. I know it just needs to find the right, like, country...
Sure.
Country writers, you
mm-hmm.
know, in this town. So I brought it to Adam Wheeler and David Boris a couple years ago, and they loved it, immediately started writing the first verse, and it became very character-based. Like, we're really talking about specific characters that you would encounter in a small town type scenario. And I'm from a small town, so I, you know, really resonate with it myself, and was pulling from personal experience. And not only that, but like, it blew up on TikTok recently, which is why we decided to put it to radio, and it became like just the song that everybody was finding their story in and relating to. And it was really cool to see that, because I want to make sure I'm writing songs that also relate to other people and they can find their story in my song. This song is just what has done that for people.
I love it. It's a great tune. Again, joined right now by Shantaya. Now, we chatted a little bit at Country of the Creek earlier this summer. You were telling me that you were going to be performing in Nashville, the song Suffragette Show, which I don't know how often they get promoted in Canada, but I talk about the show all the time, because I say if people are going to Nashville, it is a must visit. And you told me that you were going to be performing there. I believe it was your first time. So that has already happened. They also stream the performances, so people that can't make it can also watch it online, which is very cool. So I was able to watch it. Tell us a little bit about your experience and how that experience was like for you playing Song Suffragettes for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, I too have been like watching that platform unfold for years, like when our friend Tennille Art, debuted for Song Suffragettes, and tons of other friends.
Kelsey Ballerini, Carly Pierce, they all kind of started on Song Suffragettes, so it's super cool.
Yeah, Ashley McBride. There's just so many incredible artists and female artists have graced that stage and been a part of that family. So when they sent me an invite to audition and then an extended the invite to play, it was really cool and just feels like you become a part of this group, this class of really supportive women in Nashville that are really truly cheering on every single, female artist to win. And so it was really just an honor, and I'm already scheduled to play my next one October 2nd. I'm going to have some family in town, so I'm really excited just to be a part of the gang.
That's awesome. That's going to be very exciting. So that's awesome that you're back there performing, coming up again later this in the fall. And if anyone's in Nashville, you can also stream it online. But if you're in Nashville, listening room Monday night, all female lineup, is an acoustic songwriters type of setting, and it is spectacular. Shantaya, before I let you go, obviously you're continuing pushing with the radio tours and the promoting the new song. What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? I know it's probably going to be quite busy. I don't know. Are you planning on taking any time off at some point? Because you're just go, go, go. When I saw you at Country of the Creek, you were on, I don't know if you were on any sleep, because you were doing the Stampede as well, basically the same weekend. So what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? Do you have any downtime scheduled at all?
Man, it's funny you ask that, because my manager and I have been joking, there's no rest for the wicked. We've got, we signed a record deal. That's when we get to take a vacation. So weirdly enough, I mean, with Boots and Hearts, it's technically a record deal, and we're working with Universal Music Canada now. So we're like, okay, I guess we get to take a vacation now. And like, that's kind of weird to say. And I think we're so used to just like grinding and hustling to make our dreams come true that sometimes we do forget to take some time off. So I think hopefully later this fall I can take some time for me and maybe take a little trip down to Florida or Mexico or something.
There you go. That'd be very well deserved, and that would be awesome. Shantaya, it is always fantastic catching up with you and chatting. And again, I know you're on the radio tour right now. You're super busy, so we really appreciate you taking the time to talk here today. And I know we'll chat again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, Matt, thank you. I can't wait to see you again soon.